I shall remain being a soldier, I shall always try to remain within the fort, then I am not a soldier. Do you follow?
Yes.
Ah. But still, we shall be careful, as I told, that I am a weak man before going to attend the TB patient or a serious patient. If I feel some weakness, I shall intimate to my master that you may change, for the time being, you may change my field of working, of service. But I shall have to keep it in mind. I must have to be sufficiently strong that I shall be able to attend that serious patient also. He may be a prostitute, he may be a dacoit, he may be a wealthy man. I shall approach him for the service of Krishna. Must be bold enough, healthy enough, and I must not should be a trespasser. You in the middle, on the way, taking things to Krishna on the way, I shall take it. And I shall become a traitor, unfaithful servant. কিভাবে করিতে পারে কাম ক্রোধে সাধকের যদি হয় সাধু জনার সঙ্গ নতম ঠাকুরকে নেগেটিভ সাইড দ্য টেম্পটেশন সাইড অ্যান্ড দ্য পজিটিভ সাইড দ্য গার্জিয়ান্স নতম ঠাকুর সে ইফ উই হ্যাভ ইফ উই দ্য ফেভার অব এ গ্রেট পার্সনেজেস দেন হোয়াট দিস ট্রাইবল টেম্পটেশন ক্যান ডু মি can't do anything. And my guardian is very careful, very strong, very judicious. I'm working under him, then no temptations can do any harm to us. That is the key of life. Success. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Generally, according to our capacity, we shall try to move. That is the general thing. But at the same time we shall keep in our mind that to attain our highest position, it is necessary that I should be able to do to deal with all the serious things also, the most serious. Otherwise I'm defect within me. The whole self conversion must come within me that I am a servitor and not master. That is, not only in this case, in the case of fame also, name and fame, that is the subtle most dangerous enemy. Name and fame, pratishtha, that is the highest enemy. The highest and subtle at the same time. The pratishtha, to take the name, the credit to one's own self, and without giving it to the Gurudev. The greatest enemy is there. And it is very difficult to detect it. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Kanak Kamini Pratishtha. Three classifications. Kanak, Kamini and Pratishtha. Fame, female, and money, What is it? No F in money,
Profit? F.
Profit?
No, F.
Beginning with F. Wealth, beginning
fortune.
With F.
Fortune.
Fortune is a comprehensive, that includes everything. Not money, only.
Samaraj, how do we detect that within ourselves? Pratishtha, how do we detect it within ourselves?
That is internal perception. Our continuous thankfulness to Gurudev, that is coming from upward. I have got nothing. I have got no position. It is my present position is always depends on the mercy of my Gurudev. To remain on that plane of thinking. It may be withdrawn any moment from me. May be withdrawn. It is not a fixed thing in me. Not as a matter of right, but all the extended grace in me. The moment it is withdrawn, I am nowhere. It is all His Sarva-Shakti. I am Tatastha-Shakti. No capital. I am working on the capital of my Master. I have got no capital of my own. To realize that. Without His help, without His grace, I am darkness. My fate is dark. As long as He extends His grace in me, I can see. Light withdrawn, the eye is helpless. Helpless. That is the position, to realize such position. By my birth, it is not birth, right? By my birth, I am a Tatastha Shakti, marginal potential. And whatever I found, the gracious extension of Sarva-Shakti in me, it is their wealth, it belongs. The wealth, the property, belongs to them. So my Guru, Vaishnava, they are property. But at the same time, those that are faithful, that never occurs. Such cruel activity can never be seen anywhere. They are rather busy to extend their circle. And they never withdraw. That is our solace, our consolation. But not as a matter of right I can demand. No demand, no challenge. Challenging spirits towards the Vaishnava must be eliminated forever. Living on their grace. Living on their grace. Prasad bhoji, uchchista bhoji no dara. We are entitled to only to taste the remnants left by the Vaishnava. Tayogu bhukta sagandada, vasu lankarche uchchista bhojino dasa. And in Gita, yogyasishtasino santu mucchanti. On the remnants, we are to take and live on that. Parabhagyopajivi, parabhagyopajivi. Just as the custom and the law of the Hindu law, Arjo, Sanskriti, the position of the females, no right is given to them. The whole right with the man, nothing with the women. But by their affection and the serving spirit, they hold the respect, the key to all respect. The respect of the son, the affection of the husband, they enjoy like anything. But externally, no right is given to them in the law or in the society. But the ladies, they hold it. Peculiar and a very venerable position in the eyes of the society. The mother, the wife, the daughter. But no right has been given to them by law. Pita rukshati kaumari, bhatta rukshati yauvane, vadhukye cha sutu rukhye, nastri satantra maapnyat. the Manu says. In an early age, the father will protect them. In youth, the husband will protect them. In old age, the son will protect them. More than God, they get draws respect from the society more than goddess. But externally, no right. This whole potency holds such position to Krishna. It is his, but by the power, of affection, not any external right. They do not care for that. But only through affection and loving service, they command the whole family. The potency aside, aspect of Krishna, they don't want any light, no force, no power. But the power, the subtlest power, the power of affection, the power of love, the power of service, that is considered to be the highest power ever known to the world. Give up your legal power or any physical power. Won't care for that. Our shakti is such. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. That is audible, is it? Very tasteful. I feel proud when I say all these things. Ashutosh Mukherjee was wanted by the government to go to England several times, but his mother did not allow. So he told Nibhita, my mother does not allow me to go to foreign, I can't go there. So many instances here. The mother controls the son, taking the feed dust of the mother. They can do anything and everything, they feel like that. The affection, the love, what power can, power fails. So Mahaprabhu said, to give this and that to the to God, that is self-deception. Give love. Love of Krishna Prem, that is anything and everything, that is all in all. As in spending money, giving your physical force, all these things. Love is the real essence of any existence. And offer that to the Lord. And through that, come to the plane of love. The plane of love that God has around him, Krishna has around. God is there, Krishna. God takes the form of Krishna in the plane of love. And that is the most fundamental and the most subtle plane behind all this apparent creation of different nature. So come to that plane, try to penetrate into that plane where God is Krishna. And the Paraparindriya is Vrindavan. Anyhow, try to have admission there, in that plane. The most, the happiest form of life you would find there. Mercy is more beautiful than justice. We cannot blame justice. Justice is justice. How you can move? How can we cannot think of blaming the spirit of justice? How can we blame? But there is mercy over justice. We can't deny that. But who can extend mercy over justice? He must have such power that he can compensate. Has the power of compensating. Then he can give mercy. such aspect of the Lord. That is true love, affection. There we want to live anyhow. Mahaprabhu came to show that is the plane for which he tries to live. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, that no time the intelligentsia of the world will come to understand that this is the highest conception of our attainment, of all humans, even for other creation also. The intelligentsia cannot be misguided for long by so many other propositions of the highest attainment of man. A partial attainment. This Christianity, this Islam, this Buddhism, and so many things are going in the name of religion. The solution, in the name of solution, highest solution of our life. But what Mahaprabhu has done, it very soon it will be detected by the intelligentsia of the world. And all will flock under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Dev, and they will sing the glory of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. What do you think? Gaurushuri, Gaurushuri. And the Prabhupada began that, and Swami Maharaj has actually well begun. And you are all to complete that mission. We are almost finished our generation. Gaurushuri, Gaurushuri. Gaurushuri, 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 Gaurushuri.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Can you tell us how you happened to meet Bhaktisiddhanta? Saraswati.
Kivajan?
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is sati.
Abne
de mani milano ki kori hoichi.
For my case, I may say, when I was a student of fourth year class, suddenly I met a boy. I was in the fourth year and he was in the first year. My inclination was of twofold nature. When I came in association with the college students, in the hostel. Before that I heard about some appreciation of the East Bengal students, their sacrifice for the country, etc. That was told to me by one of my cousins. So the hostel where generally the East Bengal students lived, we also took our seat there. And I found two sections of students. One section when there is any patient and the other physical needs, they run to meet that. Another section who are engaged in meditation and taking names, sandha, etc. But they hate to attend the patient, etc. But one boy I found, he's engaged in two departments. He engages himself in meditation, in sandha, etc., taking the name, singing the praise of the Lord, as well as if any patient is there, he forgets his class and study and attends the patient. That attracted me towards him. And I try to mix with him. When one morning we are going to the jungle for cleansing mouth, they take brush from the branches or so. In course of talk, he told suddenly about his father, that that gentleman was of this type. I protested. That gentleman you use for your father, a respectable father, you say that gentleman, say Bhadralok. Then he told, yes, I should not have mentioned in that way in your presence. But ultimately, it is really so. Only in this life I have come to him, where I was in previous lives. Only he is a gentleman to me. I came in his house in this life only. That anyhow touched the fine chord in me, and I began to think, yes, it is right thought. Everyone, almost stranger, the father, mother, brother, and this house, everything is temporary connection. And I am wandering in the eternity. That sort of impression came in a very intense form. And the whole world was just like empty, fully empty. At that time, that boy anyhow connected me with the life of Mahaprabhu. The Omiyonimaya Charit and Lord Gauranga, the writer of Lord Gauranga and Omiyonimaya Charit in Bengali and Lord Gauranga in English, Shishir Kumar Ghosh, the founder of Amartabajar Patrika. He gave me that. And in my empty mind, I drank fully the life of Mahaprabhu with much pleasure. And my attraction came towards Mahaprabhu there. Before that, of course, I think that on previous life also some attraction. My mother's connection, we found there is connection, was connection with Mahaprabhu. But father's family, they are anti-Gauranga. Smarto, Shakto, Smarto, Nayayik. These were Radhishyan and the goddess worshipper, Shakti worshipper. And strictly Smarto, that is the Karmi, good Satkarmi, Smarto means. But anyhow, I had the connection with Gauranga. Then I wanted to a good connection with the devotees of Gauranga. Later, I searched also for such a sadhu to accept as my Gurudev, but I was not satisfied. Anyhow, then I went to study law at Calcutta. Then joined the non-coercion movement of Gandhi, leaving the college. Then after about six years, the movement lulled, came temporary stopping. I, of course, joined only temporarily, not because my faith, I thought that it is already tired with Mahaprabhu. So I cannot give anyone my whole life energy. So temporarily I did that. I was in search of a Gurudev. The founder of Bharatsivasram, Panavananda, same age. So that boy was in his connection. So I met him also, but he was a Kurmi. He tried his best to take me within his port. I asked him, no, my head is already sold to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He told that, yes, I also recognize Gauranga Mahaprabhu to the highest, first the Vairagya. Vairagya, what is Vairagya? Independence, renunciation of Buddha, and then the discussion of the Vedanta of Shankara, the Gyanarochana, and the highest is Prem of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Otherwise that prema would be misunderstood by the ordinary sex. That he told. I was very much pleased to hear that. But I put in this question, you say the first Buddha and then Shankara and then Chaitanya Dev. But Chaitanya Dev did not say that if you want to come to me, come through Buddha and Shankara and then to me. He has not said. He said, wherever you are, take the name with the company of the sadhu and he will come to me. He does not say you first become Buddha and then become Shankarai and then he will come to me. He did not say so. So he was silent. I asked him, if you have some siddhi, you please say, where is my Gurudev? Then he gave some ideas, go to that gentleman. I, by his request, I came there, but I did not find him present at Haranath. Then one day, I found there is a placard, and there will be a 1 month festival in Gauri Amat, one number one, Ultoning Junction Road, near Parishnath Temple. I went to visit that place. Gauriya then must have some connection with Sri Chaitanya Dev. And the found, yes, there are men of, educated and a gentle men's association, well studied in scripture, and also very good practices. In our family, of course, no intoxication. Pure practices were there. I found it there also. And also, what attracted me most, deep knowledge of scripture. I had some study, but still I felt that I am in lower position about the knowledge, as the knowledge is concerned about the Gita, Bhagavat, and Mahaprabhu, etc. That attracted me. I began to go there gradually and to hear and gradually inspired that there were some objections in the beginning and that I found that they are true. My conception is wrong. In this way, by hearing, I had, in the meantime, some opportunity came to my life of the family, and I entered exclusively in the mat, the shastra. Whenever anything is told to them, if it is in the scriptures, they very carefully they come to listen to it. But if this is coming from Aurobindo, Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, Gandhi, Ramana, summarily rejected. No. No time to lose. No time to waste to hear all these things. But any reference to any scripture, yes, what do you say? You tell it. That attracted me most. Found that there is devout appreciation in them for the scripture, for the rishi, what was in me, perhaps in sleeping position, that has come, and thereby gradually I found the real meaning of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, for which already I had great appreciation and reverence. I found that they are not outside this, and the Chaitanya Dev is the highest authority, and Chaitanya Amit, all these things. Then I entered into, and what misunderstanding I had gradually cleared, and I was converted. So much so that even the, even the senior men used to tell me, what Prabhupada has said, please repeat it. And I repeated, reproduced what I heard from Prabhupada from them. and they are satisfied. In this way, I came to such a position that in the generally the educated section began to say that Sridhar Maharaj can represent the things very well. And when Suj came, he also repeated the same thing in very concise form, the very substance he can represent without any excitement. There are some who only say something, they show signs of excitement. But in sober temperament, to deliver the substance with very blessed words. That was my appreciation, generally came from others. But I was not very pushing, not forward, rather hanging behind. That was my nature. Not to go ahead, but to just like play from the back, not in the front. That was my nature. And keeping that. And I'm more busy for my own realization. What are the meanings of the different sloka of Bhagavatam, Charitamitam. I may remain here, but generally I meditate on the meanings of the Shastriya sloka and get some new illumination also sometimes and understand the meaning of the higher things. And this way I pass in my days. Swami Maharaj, I first came across him in Allahabad when he was the agent of Kathi Ghosh and that Bengal chemical. And then in Bombay March also I had his company for a long time. But the real company I had of him in Calcutta after the departure of Guru Maharaj. I opened a center there. And then next he was living in a building and the underground there's a laboratory and in the first floor four rooms that was I took sublease from him and stayed there for some time. And he used to come almost every day and we had discussion about the meaning teachings of Bhagavad Gita generally. And surrounding other things also. But mainly on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, he had discussion with me. And this Govinda Maharaj was there, or alone. And Haricharan Parthi for some time was also a newcomer at that time. Govinda Maharaj was very much liked by Swami Maharaj. As he mentioned, that I saw him as my child. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is my connection and trance and living in Gaudiya Math. After 43 years, once I went back to my native place, there for 4 nights. And then came back. Now, of course, they are constructing a building there in commemoration. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidhari Chaita. Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidhari Chaita. The Srimad Bhagavat is the last gift of Veda Vyas, who has generally the master of the givers of all the scriptures, including the compilation of the Vedas, to systematically to classify them. The whole thing generally comes from him. But his last gift is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu took the teaching of that Bhagavatam and distributed to the length and width of this humankind. And fortunately we have come for within the fold of him and in our own eager ways we are trying to live a life thereby waiting our death. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So many mysterious persons that we found as our friend in this circle, one by one they have departed. And very few remnant we are still continuing. In the last moment you are newcomers of so many, but yet nature is present here. It is a miracle to me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari. Eh? Nandadala. Gaur Hari Gaur, 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 Gaur Hari Gaur.
Maharaj, you're going to tell us about thank you?
Huh?
You're going to talk to us about thank you. Yesterday? You said you would tell us what thank you means.
What?
Thank you. Custom.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Then, have you explained that?
No.
My viewpoint to them?
Not really.
I explained
something.
One person.
Thank you. Why do you express such feeling to any other? I thank you. What is the button? What is at the root of such expression? I thank you. Expression of gratitude. Thank you. It's always a background of the person who gives thanks is separate interest. My interest is helping in a particular way. So I feel gratitude. I thank you. I have got my separate interest, separate position. But that should not be the nature of a devotee. That I have got no separate interest. No separate interest. I here, if I can receive anything as grace or as ray of knowledge, anything, that rather absolve, try to absorb me in that one whole interest. One whole interest. So I have no words. I only feel that I am being one with the person whom presently I am going to thank. I have got my separate interest, separate injury, separate position, and I gain something from the other party, we thank them. So thank God. There is in Christianity, perhaps in Bible, thank God is such a word is to be found there. Thank God.
In the prayers.
It is current with the Brahmo school here, Nirabindranath and others. He has given so many benefits to us this air, the earth, to live on the food. So we are bound to thank him. Thanking means maintenance and development of some individual case of life. But we don't want to be to have an individual position. We want to merge, in another sense, in the interest of the Lord. So the thanking, when I hear some, get some knowledge from a Vaishnava Guru, if I say, thanks for thanking you for that. No. Rather, I want that you will attract me more to be one in your family. I shall be fortunate if you absorb me as your, one of your servants in the section of your servitors. I want that. My mentality, our mentality should be that. I am receiving something, some benefit, and I am showing my gratitude to him. I am a separate entity. No. I rather want I may be feet dust, dust of your feet, lotus feet. You please make me the dust of your lotus feet. We must go down to that extent. Instead of expressing our feeling of gratitude with our head erect. That's what I told the other day, some of you. Thank you. It does not hear well, at least in our ear. Thank you. What gratitude I may show in Vinimayati, in change of what we receive from the agent. No magnitude of gratitude can be ever found in the world. So no question of thanking. Rather, it will increase our inner earnestness to become, as I told, the feet dust, the dust of the holy feet. That should be our hankering. Hearing the news of my home, I shall be eager to go to the home like a madman. Not separate interest. One interest, common interest. It hears such in my ear, but I do not know really what is the derivative meaning of word thank. As I generally come to know the spirit, on that basis I am talking with you. Thank. Gaud Hari Bol. In our childhood, we read in a Ekamappakharam jastu guru shishyen vedait prasiddhan nasti tadrabvam jodatta suvrini bhavet. In some Hitavadesha or in some quotation from that. Though we find that only one word the Guru gives to his disciple. Ekam api okharam. One word, one-lettered word, a word of one letter. Ekam api okharam. Just to Guru, shishyen vedaye. confess that to the disciple. Prasibhyam nastita drabham. In this world, in this wide world, there is nothing by giving which he may clear that debt. Nadjadattasu arini bhavet. He can clear the debt of that only one word, one lettered word that I read in fifth class. Ekamapi yokharam jastu guru sishe nivedait prasibhyam nastita drabham jadatta sa arini sa sishya arini bhavet. Liberate from that loan. So such valuable one word may be there. All the resources of the world can't be compared with that. There is such possibility of life. Such prospect we may have in this world. And that comes from the Guru's revealed truth. The whole system is changed that you are